Taking a look at baseball scores from last night from around the listening area, it was Lewis Central over Shenandoah 8-0. Winterset falling to Knoxville 6-3. Maple Valley Athanoto was a 6-5 winner over Woodbury Central Mobile. Pleasantville beat Mount Airy 12-0. Also in baseball action, it was Ridgeview over Ottawa West Monona 11-0. Council Bluffs St. Albert and Sergeant Bluff Luton were tied at 2 apiece when the game was called during the 7th inning due to lightning. Trainer was a 7-3 winner over Missouri Valley. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 4-3. West Harrison was a 16-1 winner over Boyer Valley in 4 innings. In softball action, the Atlantic Trojans beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 13-0. It was ADM over Nottoway Valley 10-0. Boone beating Kemper Catholic 10-0 also. Charter Oak Ute was a 10-2 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Osceola of Clark beat Creston 8-0. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln was a 10-0 winner over Atlantic and a 12-0 winner over Carroll. And it was Earlham over Sheraton 8-1. Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston in softball by a score of 6-1. Glenwood Downing AHSC also 6-1. Griswold beat Audubon 11-1 in softball. It was Guthrie Center blanking Cam 6-0. Harlan was a 7-4 winner over Van Meter. Lennox crammed Red Oak 12-1. It was Logan Magnolia over Underwood 5-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's blanking East Union 5-0. Missouri Valley softball action. It was Missouri Valley over Trainer 7-4. Sioux City East beating Denison Schleswig 3-2. Corridon of Wayne was a 12-0 winner over Bedford. Winterset beat I-35 Truro 12-0 also in softball action. And it was Woodbury Central over Maple Valley Athanoto by a score of 6-4. Mark Calcavecchia and Wes Shore Jr. shot 6 under 66s on Friday to share the first-round lead in the Champion Tour's Principal Charity Classic. Calcavecchia, the third last year at the Wakanda Club, had 3 straight birdies on the back nine for his best start of the season. Short birdied the 18th hole to join Calcavecchia atop the leaderboard. Bobby Clampett, Peter Sr., and Shane Lowry were a stroke back. Reigning Olympic champion Gabby Douglas's comeback is picking up speed. Her next stop, Texas. Douglas will work out in front of U.S. Women's Gymnastics Team coordinator Martha Caroli next week, a major step toward her return to elite competition. The 18-year-old hasn't competed since winning a pair of gold medals, including the all-around title at the 2012 London Olympics. Douglas recently reunited with Coach Ling Chow in Iowa after taking a 7-month break to spend time with her family in Southern California. Now, there's still no timetable for when she'll be ready for competition. It's nearly 3 months to nationals in Pittsburgh in late August, with the World Championship in China in early October. Douglas has said that she hopes to compete at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Elsewhere in sports in the NBA, the Miami Heat have joined the Boston Celtics and LA Lakers as the only teams to reach the NBA Finals in 4 consecutive years. The Heat did it by crushing the Pacers 117-92 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami trailed 9-2 before scoring 54 of the game's next 75 points. The Heat led by 26 at the halftime and 33 through 3 periods, allowing head coach Eric Spoelstra to empty his bench with 6.5 minutes left. LeBron James finished with 25 points on 8 of 12 shooting and had 6 assists before sitting out the fourth quarter. Chris Bosh came out of the game midway through the fourth after scoring 25 points and grabbing 8 rebounds. Dwayne Wade and Rashard Lewis each scored 13 points for Miami, which shot 58% from the field. Paul George had a game-high 29 points for the Pacers, who entered the series with home court advantage before losing all 3 games in Miami. The NBA is prepared to welcome Steve Ballmer into the league as the new owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, but the current owner isn't leaving without a fight. The league has canceled its June 3rd hearing to consider Donald Sterling's ownership of the Clippers, saying the team will be sold to former Microsoft CEO Ballmer. The NBA said in a statement that it has resolved its dispute over the franchise's ownership with Shelley Sterling and the Sterling Family Trust, which agreed Thursday to sell the franchise to Ballmer for $2 million. Shelley Sterling and the trust issued a statement Friday agreeing not to sue the NBA and to indemnify the league against lawsuits from others, including from Donald Sterling. But there may be a glitch. Donald Sterling has filed suit in federal court against the NBA and Commissioner Adam Silver and is asking for damages in excess of $1 billion. The suit alleges the league violated Sterling's constitutional rights by relying on information from an illegal recording that publicized racist remarks he made to a girlfriend. It also says the league committed a breach of contract by fining Sterling $2.5 million and violated antitrust laws by forcing a sale. Earlier, a person close to the Sterling family said Donald Sterling was stripped of his ability to act as a trustee of the LA Clippers and the rest of the family's fortunes after 2 neurologists determined that he was suffering from dementia. In baseball action, St. Louis Cardinals ace Adam Wainwright owned an 8-2 record and a National League-leading 1.67 ERAs heading into last night's game against the San Francisco Giants. Wainwright was unable to become the league's first 9-game winner, though, surrendering 7 runs in just 4 1/3 innings as the Giants ripped the Redbirds 9-4. Hunter Pence belted a 3-run homer to put the Giants ahead 5-0 in the second inning, as Hector Sanchez and Gregor Blanco each had 2 RBIs to back Madison Bumgarner, who's 7-3 with a 2.85 ERA after limiting the Cards to 3 hits while striking out 10 in 7 shutout innings. The Giants are a Major League best 36-19 following their 4th straight win. Also, the Cardinals announced after Friday night's game with the San Francisco Giants that they've called up top prospect Oscar Tavares from AAA Memphis. Tavares, a 21-year-old outfielder, was batting .325 in 49 games with Memphis with 7 homers and 40 RBIs. He'll take the place of Matt Adams, who was put on the DL with a left calf strain. Cardinals senior vice president and general manager John Mozeliak said the move was made when they found out Adams would not be available for a couple of more days. It made sense in 2 ways, Mozeliak said. 1, let Matt Adams heal, and 2, it's an opportunity to give Oscar some playing time and not have to worry about the balance of power and worry about who's playing and who's not. The Cardinals signed Tavares in 2008 out of the Dominican Republic. Before this season, Tavares was ranked as the number 3rd overall prospect by MLB.com and Baseball America. He has a career of .321 average over 6 minor league seasons. And San Francisco Giants pitcher Matt Cain has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right hamstring, a move that's retroactive to May 22nd. Giants manager Bruce Bochy says that Yusmiro Pita will start in Cain's place for a second straight time tomorrow. Bochy anticipates Cain will make his next start at June the 6th at home against the New York Mets. And that is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.